President Bush is trying to reassure Republicans today about the situation in Iraq. The president made a rare visit to the Capitol, where he met privately with members of his party. Recent developments in Iraq, the prison scandal, the assassination of a top political figure, and the continued violence have some Republican lawmakers wondering about the White House strategy there. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Don, what did the president tell congressional Republicans?
In a meeting that lasted just about an hour, he covered a variety of topics, but mostly, most pressing is Iraq. The president himself did not talk to reporters who'd set up a stakeout in the hallway outside the meeting room this morning, but some of the Republican members of Congress who were there described Mr. Bush as delivering a very upbeat message on the mission in Iraq in general. Now, he did acknowledge it's been a very difficult couple of months there. The things you just listed, the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal came up, the ongoing violence. But ultimately, the president stressed over and over today that he has a plan in Iraq. That's a direct response to some of the most pointed criticism of his policies. He said they're moving toward that June 30th deadline for transferring power to an as-of-yet undefined interim government, that is firm, and he said look for some sort of an announcement on that within 2 weeks. But it's also important to note that many of the complaints about the president's Iraq policy have been coming from within his own party, from Republicans, and the president really wanted to address some of those issues on Congress's, on their own turf today, albeit behind closed doors.
Is Iraq the only issue that has exposed divisions inside the Republican Party?
No, it's the most prominent one, but there's growing dissent, some of it very vocal, increasingly vocal, it seems, as the president's poll numbers fall, on other things. Again, much of it from conservatives. Some complain about the rising record budget deficits. They say they're happy with tax cuts, but feel the president hasn't done nearly enough to rein in spending. So that's certainly a big complaint. Others have complained about other topics, the immigration reforms the president wants. And really, there are a variety of issues, though no big, broad-based dissent within the party.
Much of the country, as you know, is feeling record high gasoline prices. Did the president talk about that?
That came up. And the one thing he stressed was that he will not, as some Democrats have called, tap into the strategic oil reserves as a way to increase supply and lessen demand. He says with the country at war, to do so, to deplete those reserves would put us at risk of blackmail by other countries from which we buy great supply, large supplies of oil. So he talked about that. He also complained that Congress hasn't passed the energy plan he has submitted, though while it was submitted 3 years ago, we should note that the drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge was defeated with the help of some Republicans. And of course, Republicans control the Congress.
Don, we can't never forget that this is an election year. Is the president worried enough that he feels he has to shore up support?
Well, this was certainly a pep rally, and it is part of a need that the White House feels to really be talking to the base. And as Congress gets set to go off on recess in an election year, he really wanted to kind of fire up the troops and make sure to the degree that he can that everybody is on the same page, because in a lot of states it's likely to be very close and he'll need all the enthusiasm and every vote he can get.
Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.